Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Yesterday we left off, we were reading Matthew Henry's commentary on John chapter 17, verses 12 and 13. And we're going to continue that. But first, let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your awesome, powerful, life-changing, soul-saving, delivering word. I love you. Thank you for your blessed word, and may you educate us, train us, enlighten us, move us, just empower us with your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let me finish reading Matthew Henry's commentary. It says, let me just start from the beginning. It says, it should be a pleasure to those that have their home in the other world in heaven to think of being no more in this world. For when we have done all we needed to do in this world, our assignment, and are made meet for that, what is it that is left in this world that would court our stay? When we receive a sentence of death within ourselves, with what a holy triumph should we say, now I am no more in this world, this dark, deceitful world, this poor, empty world, this tempting, defiling world, no more vexed with its thorns and briars, no more endangered by its nets and snares. Now I shall wander no more in this howling wilderness, be tossed no more in this stormy sea. Now I am no more in this world, but can cheerfully quit it and give it a farewell, a final farewell. Now I come to thee. We can say adios to this world and move on to go to be with our Lord. It's saying when we are finished our assignment, when we are done with it, when we have done what God has called us to do, we can cheerfully say farewell to this world with its thorns and briars, with its snares and nets, with its temptations and troubles and trials, with all of its lures of tantalizing pleasure only to destroy us. We can say goodbye. That ought to give us some hope and some feeling of relief of anxiety, because we have anxiety because we are so concerned about this life. We're concerned about what it has and what it don't have, what we're missing and what we think we need, who should be in it and who shouldn't, our struggles and our things that how we're going to pay our bills, how are we going to get our marriage together, how are we going to send our kids to college, all of these things. And that's just on one side. Other people are dealing with abuse. They're dealing with drug addictions. They're dealing with sex addictions. They're dealing with homosexuality. They're dealing with all kinds of imps and demons constantly chasing us, chasing our minds, trying to get us to go against God. It is a constant battle and a fight. Who wants to stay here? Really, when you think about it, when our assignment is up, we say farewell, goodbye. But in the meantime, we tell people about the one and only Lord Jesus Christ, that they may be saved as well. And so we should be okay with leaving here at any time, which means we got to be prepared. I'm going to put my book down. We got to be prepared. We have got to be ready at any given time. I heard T.D. Jakes say one time, we have to live like God is coming today, but we got to plan like he's not coming for the next 50 or 100 years. We can plan our 401ks and we can do investment planning, and we should do all of that. But that should not be consuming all of our time to where we are not cultivating a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because at the end of the day, we can't take any of that with us. Our 401k, our big fancy home, our all of that, can't take our education, can't take our college degree, can't take our children, can't take our spouse, can't take any of that. We love them to pieces while we are here, but we love them enough to tell them the truth that when we are gone, if we are to precede them in death, that we left them with the intangible tangible. We left them with the spirit of the true living God. We led people to Jesus Christ. We gave them the word of God that they may be saved. And we loved our family and we told them to hold on because one day we shall see you again. So no need to worry. No need to worry. You do your part. God is doing his, because it says right here that Jesus has kept them all. He's kept everyone. Not one of them is destroyed. This is to us as well. He's keeping us. We are not going to be destroyed, meaning eternally lost. In this life, we're going to have our struggles. But I'm talking about eternal salvation, being with the Lord forever and ever and ever. That is what I'm saying here. So let's go on to verse 14. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. The world hateth them. This ministry of Jesus right here had only been about 3 years at this point, maybe a little over 3 years around that time. And he's saying the world hated them. They were just getting started. They hadn't even started the church yet. They hadn't even started the church. They were already being persecuted, but he was already speaking prophetically that the world hated them, just like the world hates us. The world hates those that are not, doesn't belong to it. I was watching the fight this weekend with Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather, and Jamie Foxx had done the national anthem before the fight began. And boy, you know, I read the reviews on him yesterday. Oh, they tore him to pieces. They said he sounded terrible and he sounded awful and that he was struggling with the national anthem. And he's now, we know that he can't sing and all that. But you know what? What I found very interesting is at the end of his national anthem, he said, "Hallelujah. Hallelujah." He said it twice. Hallelujah. Now, it makes total sense to me that he would get bad reviews. Absolutely. The world hates the believer. I believe that Jamie Foxx knows the Lord, whether he's living according to the Lord. Only he and the Lord know that. But I believe that he was raised up with a grandmother that was serving Jesus, and she taught him about the word. And he knows where his favor and his talent comes from. He was raised up in the church. And he says hallelujah. And of course he got bad reviews. Of course he did. The world loves his own. They don't love his own. And I wouldn't doubt that he's struggling right now with maybe trying to come to the Lord or something like that. Because as soon as that happens, you know, the people turn against you. And people start thinking, well, what should I? Well, maybe I, you know, I'll put off going to church, or, you know, I got to get involved in my career. That's Satan's plan, to keep you preoccupied with other stuff. He tried to do it to me all the time. I battle all the time whether or not I should go get a full-time job. All the time. What should I be doing, Lord? Is this what you called me to do? Is this what you want me to do? I don't, you know, there's not that many people listening to the podcast, or there's not that many people come to the Bible study, Lord. Is this what you called me to do? I encourage you today, listener, stay the course. Stay the course. He that has begun a good work shall finish it. Jesus Christ shall finish it to the day that he is coming to pick us up. God bless you. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. Have a wonderful day.